Welcome to Hot Off the Wire, a daily podcast that looks at the top news, business, sports, and entertainment stories as reported by the Associated Press. I'm Terry Lipschitz, senior producer for Lee Enterprises and your curator of news. Be sure to subscribe to Hot Off the Wire through Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts so you don't miss daily news updates. And now, the latest headlines. In this bonus episode of Hot Off the Wire, we examine two of the biggest decisions to be handed down during the current term of the Supreme Court. On Friday, June 24th, the Supreme Court overturned the constitutional protections for abortion. And on Thursday, the court overturned a strict gun law in New York, expanding Second Amendment protections for gun owners.
The Supreme Court has ended the constitutional protections for abortion. After nearly 50 years, the High Court has overturned Roe v. Wade, which is expected to lead to abortion bans in roughly half the states. The ruling comes more than a month after the stunning leak of a draft opinion by Justice Samuel Alito, indicating the once unthinkable decision was coming. In the final opinion today, Alito writes Roe and the 1992 case that reaffirmed abortion rights were both wrong the day they were decided and must be overturned. The ruling comes amid public opinion surveys finding a majority of Americans oppose overturning Roe and handing the question of whether to permit abortion entirely to the states. Sagar Magani, Washington.
What this means to women is such an insult.
That is House Speaker Nancy Pelosi's reaction after the Supreme Court overturned the decision that legalized abortion, Roe versus Wade.
It's a slap in the face to women about using their own judgment to make their own decisions about their reproductive freedom.
The AP's Mark Sherman covers the Supreme Court.
The court's decision was really the culmination of decades of efforts by abortion opponents to undo the Roe v. Wade ruling. And it was really made possible by the addition of three appointees of former President Donald Trump to the Supreme Court. Before that, it would have been unthinkable for the court to take this momentous step.
The outcome of today's ruling is expected to lead to bans on abortion in roughly half the states. Opinion polls showed a majority of Americans favored preserving Roe versus Wade. I'm Ed Donahue. The Supreme Court decision striking down a restrictive New York gun law will likely lead to more Americans being legally armed in cities and elsewhere. Here's the AP's Sagar Magani.
Challenges are expected in a half dozen states with laws similar to the one in New York, whose top Democrats are ripping the high court decision. From Governor Kathy Hochul.
We don't need more guns on our streets.
To New York City Mayor Eric Adams.
We cannot allow New York to become the Wild Wild West.
Tom King, whose New York gun group challenged the state law, says he's relieved lawful gun owners will no longer be persecuted by laws he says didn't actually keep anyone safe.
We are not the problem. The problem is the criminals and the wrongdoers in the state.
At the White House.
The Supreme Court's decision today defies logic.
Vice President Harris echoing President Biden, who says he's deeply disappointed and is urging states to pass new gun laws. Sagar Magani, Washington.
I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.
The Supreme Court's decision overturning a gun permitting law in New York has several states with firearms restrictions scrambling. Dave Workman of the Second Amendment Foundation says this ruling actually protects New York residents.
I don't think New York citizens have anything to fear at all, except maybe the overreaction from their government in Albany.
But the Reverend Patrick Mahoney of the group Faith Leaders for Ending Gun Violence told a crowd gathered outside the Supreme Court building,
"This is an absolute disgrace when we are seeing increased violence in America through guns."
And I'm Rita Foley, AP News.
I'm Terry Lipschitz, thanking you for listening.
Audio provided by the Associated Press. Music is by SkillCell and provided through Pixabay. Be sure to subscribe to Hot Off the Wire on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts so you don't miss an episode.